Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. From now until the end of the Masechet, we'll talk about Bamot. Bamot, or a Bama in the singular, is a private Mizbeach that people would use at certain points in Jewish history when it was permitted. There were times when it was permitted, and eventually, once the Mishkan was built, it was pretty much outlawed. The Mishnayot will elaborate on the details that came with it. Mishnah says, "Ad shelo kam haMishkan hayu bamot mutarot." Until the Mishkan was built in the desert, bamot were permitted to be used. A person was allowed to offer an individual korban on a bama that stood anywhere. There was no designated spot. Va'avoda ba'bechorot, and the avodah of the korban was done by the firstborn children, not by the kohanim. Once the Mishkan was built, Bamot became forbidden, and Korbanot could only be offered in the Mishkan. The Avodah of the Korban could only be done by the Kohanim, no more Bechor doing the Avodah. When the Mishkan stood, the Kadshe Kadashim, like the Korban Hatat and the Korban Asham, could only be eaten within the kelaim, within the curtains which enclose the courtyard of the Mishkan. Kadashim kalim b'kol machane Yisrael, and the kadashim kalim, like the korban todah and the korban shelamim, they could be eaten anywhere within the camp of Israel, but not outside of it.